Going to the bottom of Gimel Lamed Aleph. I'd like to give an introduction, and this is a very, very important introduction from a Masechtas Gittin, because this comes up a number, I should say numerous times. The Torah writes, "Because of law, sefer krisus v'nasam b'yadam." From the word law, we learn out that it has to be written by the authorization of the husband. I shouldn't say that. It has to be done by, I'll use the word done. By authorization of the husband for the woman's sake. So it has to be done for him, for her. That's what we learn now from the word law. It means a person cannot write a get. Two lines in the bottom, Gimel Lamed Aleph. I have not started yet. I'm just giving an introduction. Now, what does the word v'kasav mean? Reb Meir learns v'kasav means signed. It doesn't mean the writing of the get. It means the signing of the get. We're not interested in the writing of the get. According to our mayor, you can write a get shalai lishma. Doesn't bother us. When the Torah said the cuss of law, the Torah meant signatures. Now, where does our mayor get that from? All kinds of different hasberim or where our mayor got it from. But that's the way our mayor translates the word the cuss of. Cuss of does not mean the writing of the text of the get. It means the signing of the get. The signing of the get has to be done with a kosher way, lishma, and other halachas. And we prove it from Reb Meir, we will see it in a moment, how the Gemara proves it. But that's Reb Meir's opinion throughout Masechtas Gittin. What makes a get into a kosher get? The signing has to be done with all the halachas of Gittin. The writing, according to Reb Meir, is not pertinent in halacha. You have to have a text of a get. But it doesn't have to be written lishma. It can be mass-produced with all kinds of different names, and somebody who matches can go pick it up, written, and go to two witnesses and ask them to sign it lishma yiv lishma for him and her, and it's a kosher get. That's Rameyer's opinion. So according to Rameyer, the source of Rameyer is up in the air, not so clear, but that's Rameyer's opinion. According to Reb Elazar, who argues on him, he says, no contract needs signatures. What makes a contract into a contract is the fact that the witnesses see the transfer of the contract. That's what makes a get into a get. That those who watch the transfer of the get know that it's a get, read the get, and they see the get. Therefore, according to Elazar, the word v'kasav means the writing. The writing has to be done lishma. Then you don't need signatures. The Torah is not referring to signatures because you don't need signatures. So when the Torah said the word v'kasav, it meant it has to be written lishma. It has to be written with all the halachas of get, and there are many, but this is one of them, lishma. And signatures are necessary. Nobody needs them. All you need is two items to transfer. Why did they put signatures into a get? Blazer agrees they didn't have signatures. It was done as a taiva, which what happens is, a woman has a get, and it has no signatures. But two Adam watch the transfer. And by the way, according to everybody, two Adam have to watch the transfer. Even according to a mayor, you need two Adam to watch the transfer, because it's no different than Kedushin. You need two Adam to watch the transfer of Kedushin. You need two Adam to watch the transfer of Gittin. But according to a mayor, they're there just to watch it happen. According to a blazer, they're being there and reading the get turns this into a valid get. They are the witnesses of the get. You don't need written witnesses. So why did they write witnesses? As a favor. Because what happens is, the woman is married 2 years later, and the husband comes and claims he never gave a get. It's not his get. Not his get. Now, we have to find the witnesses that watch the transfer. Where are you going to find them? They might be dead. They might have moved. It's hard to keep living people around on a leash forever. So therefore they instituted, have the get signed. And by having the get signed, they can validate the signatures, and they know that this husband authorized the get. Because they wouldn't sign unless they heard the husband authorized the get. But their signatures aren't necessary to create the document of the get. The document of the get is created by the writing, lishma, lishma, and then by the watching of the transfer. According to a mayor, the document of the get is created by the ones who sign. The Torah says, sign the get l'shma. The writing is immaterial. You need it there, because if not, what are they signing? But it doesn't have to be written l'shma. So you have a machlokes Rabbeinu and Rabbi Elazar. What creates a document of divorce? What makes a bill of divorce? Rabbi Elazar, it has to be written with all the halakhos of divorce, and then has to be have two witnesses who watch the transfer of the get. That creates the bill of divorce. Signatures are only necessary in case the husband comes 10 years later and says, I never had this get written. I have no idea where it is. Now, how are we going to validate it? Again, but you can't ignore it. He's claiming he never did it.
One aid.
Again, it's the husband. He's saying, I never did it. So therefore, we need a way to validate.
He says these signatures are forged.
Well, once it's validated, he can't say anything. Validating signatures removes that. But you have to have signatures to validate. So Chaim Blaz said these
signatures validated.
What? Two Adam recognize the signatures, and they say that is those signatures.
Right, but just like you said, you can't find these guys not might be around anymore to say that they get it's real. So there's nothing with the no signature. What's the difference? If they're not around again, it's to confirm the signature.
So very simple. In those days, just like I can recognize your signature because I see your signatures, not really, I don't see that often, but let's say I recognize certain people's signatures because I see it around all the time. I can look at Avram Cohn's test and I know it's Avram Cohn's test before I look at the name.
You're the answer. That's because...
Therefore, there are people that recognize other people's signatures. It's easier to validate signatures. You just need to find people that knew them. You don't have to find them. Again, we're talking about a get in Eretz Yisrael now. Does a get... Forget about Medina Tayyam. Does a get in Eretz Yisrael need signatures? Rav Meir says, that's what the Torah insisted on. When the Torah said, write again, it didn't mean write for Lishma. It means sign Lishma. The word v'kasa means sign. What makes a get into a bill of divorce is the signatures of the Adam who sign for the sake of him and her. Again, we're not finished. We're not passing that. That's what creates the divorce. I'm sorry, that's what creates the get into a valid get. Now that you have a valid get, it has to be given to the woman. And like every other Davish of Erva, you want two Adam witnessing it. But they're not the ones that are creating the validity of the get. The validity of the get is, thank you, the validity of the get is created by the fact that two witnesses signed Lishmai v'Lishma and other halachas of get have to be done in the signature, as we will see. That's what makes this get into a get. The transfer is a technicality. You have a valid get that now has to be given to a woman. And just like by Kiddushin, you need two Adam to watch the act of Kiddushin, you need two Adam to watch the act of a get. Not because they turned it into a get. It was a get without them. The get was created by witnesses who signed. The writing of the get, according to a mayor, is not important. It can be done mass-produced. A person can write, get by all kinds of different names, have it available, somebody can walk into the store, say, can I buy a get that says Yosef is divorcing Leah? The guy types it into his computer, here it is. Goes and finds two witnesses, says, sign it for me, for my wife Leah. And that makes the get a valid get. That's your mayor's opinion. Rabbi Elazar says, that's not what the Torah meant when it said v'kasav. V'kasav does not mean sign. V'kasav means write. It has to be written with all the halachas of get. What makes it a valid get to be able to be given over to the woman? The Adam that watched the transfer are the witnesses that turn this into a divorce also. You need witnesses. The witnesses are not, you don't need signatures. They're not important. You can leave them out. You can have a get that's written, a cipher writes a get, Yaakov is being Megarish Leah, and he has a mind Lishma Ibn Lishma, and then he gives it to the husband, who calls over to Yidden and says, do me a favor, look at this get, you see, I am divorcing my wife Leah, can you watch it? They're watching it created to be a valid get.
They had to watch it that it was done Lishma also.
Well, he's handing it to her, he's doing it Lishma, he has to say, I'm Megarish, he says.
The documentation has to be written
right. That's it. But they don't have to know.
What?
Why, they don't have to watch that. I mean, Eretz Yisrael now. Everybody knows Lishma. We're not in Chutz La'aretz now. We're in Eretz Yisrael. We assume everybody knows Lishma. You don't need witnesses on Lishma.
What are they aiding for? They aiding for to do what?
They watch the transfer of the get.
Him or his shliach giving it to him.
No shliach, get it. We're talking in Eretz Yisrael.
They're watching the get going.
The husband goes to a cipher and says, write me a get. According to Belazer, he has to write the get for the husband and for the wife. Lishma. Tyrus says, the kasav law. It has to be written Lishma. Rabbi Belazer translates the word the kasav, writing, not signing. It's written Lishma, but then you need witnesses.
That was written
Lishma. No, you don't need witnesses of Lishma because it's an Eretz Yisrael now. Everybody knows Lishma.
What are the witnesses? What are they verifying?
They're witnesses on a get. They create a bill of divorce. They're not verifying. They're creating.
Okay. And they're not Bekim in the get, in Halacha's get.
Again, all they have to do is read the get and watch its transfer, and they are the witnesses. The ones that sign aren't Bekim either.
Right.
Like, we don't need people to know Hilchus Gittin to be an aid.
Because that's the law, because you don't need. But
exactly.
To me, it's very fascinating that people could be witnesses and they don't know what they're witnessing.
They're witnessing the guy telling them, I am divorcing my wife. Read it. Here it is.
They don't have to know any of the details.
They read it.
Okay.
All you have to know is he's divorcing her. That's the detail.
That's the only detail they have to know.
What else do they have to know?
So they believe that the token is correct.
Well, the husband is Yosef, and he's divorcing his wife, Leah, and he has a document that says it, and it's an Eretz Yisrael where everybody knows Lishma, and everybody knows the ones who write Gittin all know Hilchus Gittin. So the get was written appropriately. They need witnesses to create a bill of divorce. They created the bill of divorce is Edim Asira. And the only reason you need signatures on a get, according to Rabbi Elazar, is you don't need them. But it's a favor to the lady, because 10 years later, the husband will come and say he never gave the get. And the witnesses that watched it are gone. They died. So well, how is the lady ever going to prove that she got a get? If you have signatures that are validated, they can say they know the husband wrote the get. And if he wrote the get and she has it, he probably gave it to her. And that's good enough.
So even in there, Stroll made it. Hey, this is okay. That's nothing to it, but funny enough, but This is
an Eretz Yisrael.
It's just get.
This is get. So we have a basic machloikas, and this is probably one of the most important machloikas in Masechet Gittin. It will be repeated countless times. Reb Meir holds to create a bill of divorce, to be a valid bill of divorce, the signatures have to be done with all the Hilchus Gittin. The writing is immaterial. It's only there so the signatures should know what they're signing on. It doesn't have to be done Lishma, the writing. There's going to be another halacha called Mechuber. You can't write a get on something attached to the ground. Remeir holds, it means you can't sign a get when it's attached to the ground. You can write it when it's attached to the ground. We learn that why. We'll get in a minute why. But that's halacha and get. It has to be written on something not attached to the ground. What does write mean? Remeir means signatures. You can write the get, then cut it off, then have the Adam sign.
That's not
Mach. That's all Minnick. That's where Meir holds. We don't care about the writing. The signatures just have to attest that this is a get, that Reuven wants it done to his wife Leah, and they sign Lishma. But the writing can be mass-produced. A guy can walk by a garbage dump, see a get that has his wife's name and his name on it. Not signed yet. A cipher was practicing. He has a get in his hand.
Why do you even need a cipher? Why not just use a printed get and fill in the name?
Theoretically, yes. According to a mayor, maybe. According to a blood, no, it has to be written.
Yeah.
Okay. According to a mayor, I don't know. I don't know whether the printed is enough. Maybe, maybe not. But the Gemara's time, they didn't have printed. So the Gemara talks about it finding it in the garbage dump. And you pick it up, you go to two Adam and say, I want to divorce my wife. My name is Reuven, this is my wife's name is Leah. And they say, okay, we're going to sign Lishma. And that creates the bill of divorce. Then according to a mayor, he has to hand it to her. Like every other Davar Sheba'erva, you need two Adam there to make it a valid get. But not because they create the bill of divorce. They watch the act of divorce. That's what Rameir says. You need to aid him to watch the act of divorce, just like you need to aid him to watch the act of marriage. They don't create the marriage. I mean, they do because they're there, but they don't create the money. The money is there before. The ring is there. They don't validate the ring. They just watch the kedusha. They watch the get. What makes the get a get is the signatures are going to a mayor. The writing is not important at all. Just you can't sign what's not written. But it does no hilchus gittin applied to the writing. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Lazar's opinion is all hilchus gittin applied to the writing. That's what the Torah meant when it said v'kasav, write. All hilchus gittin applied to the writing. What makes the get a get is the Adam that watch the transfer. They know it's a get. They know Reuven's divorcing Leah. The get was done appropriately. That's assumed because in Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows Hilchus Gittin. Therefore, they can watch the transfer. They create the divorce. They're watching it. Makes this a valid get. Problem is, 10 years down the line, we won't have proof. So Blazer says, you can add signatures if you want to. And they will help the woman later on be able to prove that the get was a valid get. Not because we need them to create validity. They don't create validity. It's created by Adam and Zero. But if you have a get that's signed by two people who recognize the signatures, that means obviously the guy wanted to divorce his wife. We assume that he did. We're not afraid that he wrote it, signed it, and then she found it and took it. If she has it, and it was written appropriately and signed, that's a proof that he wanted to divorce his wife. If she has it, that means he divorced her. That's the assumption. So this is the machlokes or Meir and Rav Lazar.
Why aren't Adam and Sarah on the get? They're just testifying orally.
Right, exactly. That's all you need. There's no need for
signatures. They don't testify at all. They're at the trial. They just watch the handling.
Well, that, they don't need, you don't need signatures on a get. That's what Rav Lazar is saying. By the way, Rav Lazar holds you don't need signatures on any contract.
According to Rav Lazar, this giving over that they're watching, is that part of the Kasav law or Vinatan?
No, that's Vinatan.
So how do you accomplish Kasav?
By writing it Lishma. I'm spending time on this because this is one of the basic arguments in the whole Masechta Gittin.
I think we got it pretty clear now.
What?
We got it pretty clear now.
Okay. One more introduction. I hope I'm not messing things up by doing this, but it's necessary. There's a big difference between witnesses on monetary contracts and witnesses on marriage of either Kedushin or Gerushin.
Not monetary?
No, it's not monetary, it's marital. That's a side thing. It's not part of marriage. That's an economic obligation that husbands have to their wives. It's not in the marriage. It's a result of marriage. It's a consequence of marriage. So now, the big difference. If a guy writes an IOU, no witnesses saw the transfer, no witnesses saw the writing. I done owe Reuven $1,000. Signed, done. Or even not signed. It's his handwriting. Reuven produces it. That's a proof that he lent him $1,000. I don't need witnesses. Because the fact that Reuven holds the IOU is enough to us to know that Dunn wrote it. That means Dunn admitted that he owes $1,000. That's an admission. By writing an IOU, you're admitting that you owe money. Admission doesn't need witnesses. Your writing is the witness. However, by Kiddushin, if a man and a lady come in and say, he gave me a ring last night in my living room, and there were no witnesses there, it's not a Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, you need what we call Eidus Likumi, Eidus to create. By money, we need Eidus Levuri, Eidus to establish, not to establish, to clarify. The purpose of witnesses by monetary transactions is not to create. The monetary transaction happens without witnesses. We need Eidim to testify that it happened, because if they're arguing whether it happened or not, somebody's got to tell us whether it happened or not. By Kiddushin, even if they both agree, there was an act of Kiddushin. If there are no witnesses there, it doesn't work. If there are no witnesses to watch the transfer of the get, even if they both admit that he handed her a get, it's meaningless. By marriage, witnesses are just more than to tell us what happened. They are that, plus they create the marriage or the divorce by watching it. Reb Lezer adds, they also create the bill of divorce. And Reb Meir says, they don't create the bill of divorce, they create the divorce, but the bill of divorce is created by those who signed it. By money, the purpose of witnesses is to clarify. They don't create. By marriage, witnesses' presence creates. So, what creates the divorce is that it was watched by two witnesses. We assume that's what happened. If a woman has a get, and her husband wrote it, and got it signed, and she has it, it probably was done the right way. There's no way for us to prove it. There's no way for us to have the witnesses that watch the Kiddushin be around 40 years later to say that they watched it, or the get. But the witnesses, the fact that he wrote it and signed it, and she has it, is a raya that it happened. And we assume it happened the right way. But there has to be two Eidim there. If there were no two Eidim there, she's not married. If there's no two Eidim there, she's not divorced. Now, Reb Lezer adds that those two Eidim, not only do they have to watch the divorce and create the divorce, they have to create the bill of divorce by watching it. They are creating it to be a valid bill of divorce, because the bill of divorce needs witnesses. They are the witnesses that create the bill of divorce. Hope I'm explaining myself. Now, having said these introductions, let's move on to our Gemara. Mishnah says, guy comes from Cairo to Tel Aviv. He has to say, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. Rabbi says, he has to tell us it was written Lishma and signed Lishma. And we have a problem, because Reb Meir doesn't need it to be written Lishma, and Reb Lezer doesn't need it to be signed Lishma. Reb Lezer doesn't need signatures, and Reb Meir doesn't care if it's written Lishma or not. So who is this Tana, our Mishnah, that says you need written and signed? Neither of the two Tanoim would need both. How can the Mishnah say we require Befanei Nechtav or Befanei Nechtav, but there's no Tana that says both have to be done Lishma? If you go like Reb Meir, it doesn't have to be written Lishma. If you go Reb Lazar, you don't need signatures. So for sure you don't need Lishma. So who is this Tana in the Mishnah that requires that it be written and signed Lishma? According to Rabbah. That's why he's going to trap the Mishnah. That means both have to be done Lishma. Which is that Tana? We have one Tana that says we only worry about signs, signatures, and there's the other Tana that says we only worry about writing. They're arguing what the word v'kasav means, sign or write. But nobody says it means both. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? That's our problem. Frek the Gemara, starting on Gimel Amud Aleph, two lines in the bottom. Ula Rabba da Amar, Pishayim Bekiyin Lishma. Man Hai Tana, who is the Tana Zakrashi the Masnitsin, the Baik Sibi Lishma, or Baik Hasim Lishma, that would need both to be done Lishma? E Reb Meir, is it Reb Meir? Chasima Baik Sibi Loi Baik. He only cares about signing, he doesn't care about writing. Now, where did he say this? Not. There's a halacha that says you have to write kasav v'nasan. We don't know what the word v'kasav means. Kasav and give. So we learned out that you can't have it on attached to the ground, because then you would have to write it, or kasav, cut it, and then give. And the Torah doesn't want there to be a necessary action in between kasav and asan. No cutting down things. So therefore, if you write a get on something attached, whatever the kasav means, it's pasul. So Rav Meir says that not, ain't kaisav mechubar lekarka. You shouldn't write a get or something attached to the ground. Kasav mechubar lekarka. However, if you did, toshay, and then you detached it, chasmai, and then you had it signed, v'nasnala, kasher, because I don't really care about the writing. L'chatchila, we don't want to write, because if you write, you might come to a sign. So we say, please don't write on an attached thing, because you might sign it there, and that would be possible. But if you did, and then you detach it, and you signed it, when it's detached, it's kasher. Because the halacha of a kasav doesn't mean write, it means sign. I don't care about the writing. L'chatchila, we tell you don't write on the mechubar, because if you do, you might sign it there, and that would be possible. This is Rav Meir talking, and he says clearly, I don't care about the writing. It can be done by mechubar. Even though we learn out from a pasuk that it can't be done by mechubar, he says the Torah is talking about signing. Signing can't be done by mechubar. Writing can. Here is Rav Meir clearly stating, I don't care about the writing. I don't need lishma by the writing. I don't need it to be tolish by the writing. The halachas of get apply to signing, not to writing.
Rabbi, out of curiosity, what would be something that is attached to the ground? Would that be written into the side of a tree? What are we talking about?
It could be a leaf.
But I mean, there has to be enough text on it to.
Branch. I'm not 100% sure exactly how you write on that.
I was thinking maybe inscribed into the side of a tree with a knife or something. I'm curious what.
Maybe.
Maybe this signing. I'm sorry, is this
person's
salon? I don't know who that was.
Anyway, the floor is yours.
Maybe the signing means that the Baal is signing it.
The Baal doesn't sign again.
Maybe it means that he...
There's no halacha like that. There's no halacha that a husband signs again.
Maybe he's saying that.
He doesn't. Adam testify.
What's the signing then? The signing that...
The Adam is signing that the husband wants to... is the one that authorized the bill of divorce. He wants it done. And their signatures, Lishma, created to be a bill of divorce. The Torah writes the word v'kasav law. Law tells us it has to be Lishma. What did the Torah want done, Lishma?
For her?
For her name, meaning for her. For him and for her. What does the Torah want to be Lishma? Rav Meir says, I care only about the signing. I don't care about how it's written.
Included in kasav.
That's all kasav means is signing. Why do you get nervous when you're an IT person? It's like a daily nervousness. Now, what necessary action means doesn't mean carrying a get. It has to be something that changes the.
Because what we understand that Rebbe Meir is saying, we're only concerned about the Gemara Ksiva, and so even though he cares about the Ksiva, you could start, but he just says the signatures are part of
it. Again, if the Torah meant writing, the Torah would want the writing done completely. That's what the assumption is. What did the Torah mean with the word kasav? Dr. Ashi, let me do one more line. Ereb Lazar, Ksiva Boy, Chasim Eloy Boy. He only cares about the writing. There's no need for signatures. Rashi. What creates the bill of divorce is the signatures. Even though the Torah doesn't want anything between the two, meaning there's nothing in between the ksiva and the nesina. Here you have to cut it down. Since you signed it when it was detached, Machshele Remei Remei says it's kosher. Alma because of the Kraksimahu. That proves to us that Remei's opinion is we don't care about the writing, we only care about the signing.
Is there an opinion of Rabbi Elazar by the Chumchuber?
Yeah. He argues with that. He says it has to be written betalish because kasa means writing.
Nothing can be written b'machover.
I shouldn't say that. Not nothing, but that we'll leave for the third parak. Ein kaisvin, well, really we're going to get it later in the first parak, but the main still gives in the third parak. Ein kaisvin l'chatchila l'machover, shema yachtim b'machover. It's a fear that if we let you write, you might sign. Well, mifso, then it'll be compulsory to the parishas. Welcome to Farish Bepeg Beis, that's how the Gemara explains it in the second parak. According to Rav Elazar, you don't need Edom. Alma b'kasum k'siva he d'mashma. It means writing. So k'siva by l'shma v'lechasima. So back to the question. Who needs both? Our Mishnah says b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Then Rabbah says it's because of l'shma. And we don't have any Tana that seems to require both to be done l'shma.
Maybe we're worried about both opinions. Maybe we're worried about both opinions.
There's a third Tana out there.
Well, let's see if we can search and find them in the computer. You know what I mean? And the Gemara. The Chitay. And if you're going to want to say, Rabbi Elazar Chasima L'shma B'Daraisa, I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar, the Chiloi Boy Rabbi Elazar Chasima L'shma B'Daraisa B'Drabbanon Boy, maybe Rabbi Elazar needs it to be L'shma rabbinically. Maybe Rabbi Elazar said you don't need signatures. He means, biblically, you don't need signatures. But maybe the Rabbanon came along and said, you do need signatures. And therefore, you would need a Lishma, because Rabbanon would require to be done Lishma. That would be a way out. At least, the Gemara is attempting. That maybe the Tana of our mission is Rabbi Elazar. And Eino Kinami, Rabbi Elazar holds, biblically, all I care about is the writing. But the Rabbanon cared about signing also. And they wanted signing, and they wanted it to be done Lishma. And therefore, our mission would make perfect sense. B'fanei nechtam, l'shma, one's biblical, one's rabbinic. Problem is, it's not true. Because v'shloish shegitin psulim d'rabbanon. We're going to have now, and we're going to have to take each one separately. But there's going to be three gitin that d'rabbanon say are pasul. Meaning, biblically, it's a good get. Rabbinically, we don't like it. And Rabbi Elazar says that it's kosher l'chatchila in some of these cases. And one of them has, and that's clear, it's because he says you don't need signatures, period. So Rabbi Elazar is going to say clearly here that I don't need signatures, not biblically, not rabbinically, because this Mishnah that we're quoting now is going to say there are three gittin that are rabbinically possible. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's not. That means he doesn't require signatures, even rabbinically. Now we're going to go through the three cases. We're going to see which one Rabbi Elazar is referring to. But at the end of the day, he says clearly, I don't need witnesses, not biblically, not rabbinically. So there goes that answer. V'ashloi shegitin psulim d'rabbanon. Three gitin are pasul d'rabbanon. V'loi boi Rabbi Elazar chasima l'shma. Now Rashi doesn't have the word l'shma. And Rabbi Elazar doesn't even need chasima rabbinically. L'shma is an added. If you don't need chasima, you don't need l'shma. Did not. Gimu gittin psulim b'mnissus ablat kasher. There are three gittin that are pasul, but if she got married, but he have the kid's kosher. We didn't make the kid mamzer. One of them is kasav b'ksav yaday v'ein olav edim. Her husband wrote the get in his own handwriting. There are no witnesses. He wrote the get with his own handwriting. Now Rashi learns this does not go according to a mayor because there are no witnesses in the chasima. There's no chasima. But he wrote it with his own handwriting. It is validated that this is his handwriting. He wrote, I, Reuven, am divorcing my wife, Leah. We have witnesses that watched the transfer. We say that's pasul rabbinically. It's pasul rabbinically. And the reason it's pasul rabbinically is going to be discussed in Daf Yud, but for now I'll take Tysus's shot, because you can play with the time. Since there are no witnesses, you can write whatever date you want, and we don't want that. We want gittin to be written on the right day, right? And therefore, if a husband wrote it rabbinically, we want a right time, a right date. And if he writes it himself, there's nobody that tells us that he wrote the right date. So therefore, rabbinically, it's not a good get. That's one. The second one that's pasul rabbinically is yesh alef eidim bei bezman. You have a valid bill of divorce, but there's no date. Rabbinically, we require a date on a get. There's going to be a whole sugya on daf yud zayin, on yud ches, why we require a date on a get. But the Gemara there says, rabbinically, we require a date. This is done without a date. And the third one is, yesh bezman, ve'im ba'yel eidachon. The Sefer wrote it, right? And there's one aid, so we consider the Sefer aid number two, right? But still, rabbinically, we don't like that. We don't like to use the Sefer as aid number two. He didn't sign as a witness. He wrote it. So writing it in a certain way, testifying that he heard the husband say you have to do it, right? But it's not direct. It's not signed as a testimony. So rabbinically, we don't like it. But if this is a lot kosher, in all these three cases, this is a lot kosher. We don't let her get married. What happens if she gets married is a sugya later on. I don't remember. But the kids are kosher. Reblazer Eimer, Ava Bishain Alef Eidim, Ushanaslam of Neidim Kosher. One of these things was there's no Eidim. Reblazer says, I don't need Eidim. I just need Eidim to watch. There's no need for Eidim, period. Here's Reblazer saying, I don't even need it rabbinically, because this Mishnah is talking about rabbinic psulim. And Reblazer says, it's not puzzle, it's kosher. There's no Eidim, I don't need Eidim. So you can't answer me, the Blazer holds rabbinically, I need Adam. He says clearly, I don't need Adam. According to Rashi, it's not Reman or not Reblazer. Interesting point. See, according to Tysus, it's her mayor, and writing it is as good as writing it by the husband is considered valid signatures. It is her mayor talking, so your answer wouldn't work. But Rashi later on says it's not her mayor. So, again, I don't know the answer. I don't have to deal with it when I see that Rashi inside. They quote Rashi here that seems to say it's not her mayor. It seems to insist on writing. I don't know. It's a good point you're making. I don't have a good answer. I have to look it up. The Mishnah is in Pevav, I think. It's all the way at the end of the chapter. Getting Rashi. Zakhtu Rashi v'shloishi gittim psulim to kachoshi v'peiz basra v'chad minayi v'zein olav edim drabonon klim v'psulai afilu l'tarakam l'havim drabonon. It's only rabbinic, the Kodim, this is a lot kosher. Every biblical soul would make a mamzer. She even get married. He doesn't even hold that it's possible to drabana. So she get the husband wrote it himself. It doesn't say what time.
The middle case is also
Saviyada.
Shabbat.
No. No, the middle case is a regular valid get missing the date.
That was the sub of the
cipher. The guy from the Chasim Shabbatim. I'm sorry, I skipped the Rashi. Yes. Can I just learn the next Rashi? Then this is a black kasher. Alma Tanakama Gufa is a possible midrabana. That shows us that the Tanakama himself only possible midrabana. Right. And the Rav Lezer says, don't worry about it. It means he holds it's even kosher lechatzila. Yes.
So you were saying later on to myself about what happened to the second husband. There is a second husband.
No, I didn't say that. I said what's going to happen whether we let her stay married or not. I don't remember.
To the first husband.
To the second husband.
What happened to the first husband?
He divorced her. Biblically, it's a good get. This is not possible to rise, sir. If it's possible to rise, then the kid's a mamzer. She then she's not divorced. Possible to rabbanah means she's really divorced, But the Rabbanim put certain rules and said we don't consider her divorced.
If her first husband dies without children, is there a yibam?
Again, pasul with Rabbanim, pasul with the Raisa. Which one?
If it's pasul, need the Rabbanim.
So then we would require chalitza and not yibam.
The Rabbanim have issue with the husband writing his own get with the date and with the edom?
There's no edom. Then he can write whatever he wants. The Adam is testifying that it's the right date.
There's no issue with the Sabi other per se.
No. I don't know. If anything, it's my law.
So why are we holding on to this? What's in the clue here for Sabi other? What does that mean?
You don't need Adam when you have Sabi other. He is the Adam.
He can't sign against it because.
He wrote it.
Right.
Problem is, he can change the date to whatever he wants, and we have no proof.
So if he has a date,
we don't know that the date's real. When a husband writes his own get, he can make. See, the Gemara is going to talk about later on that people who had an interest in changing dates for whatever reason. The Gemara has a whole sugya of why dates are so important in getting. So we need some testimony to the date.
So, you said yesterday that people don't forge charos. People would forge the date.
They wouldn't forge the date. They'd change the date. That's not forgery. Forgery is when I sign your name.
Well, they would make up a date that's not true.
Correct. That's not forgery. The Gemara expresses different reasons why people have a desire to change dates. The benefits involved in changing the date. Yes.
Is the date on the chasima of the Adam? Could that be able to, like, Marshall, today in America, everybody sees sign date. You know, that we put the date right
next to it. No, the date is written at the beginning of the get.
For say, somebody goes and registers a document in court, it could be written for weeks before.
Right here, the Mishnah says clearly it has to be written and signed on the same day. Right. Now, Reb Lozer is a problem because he doesn't need Adam. So the Adam and Seer are the ones that make it again. And how can they testify to the date? That's a problem the Gemara deals with later on. Now, the next line needs a little bit of explanation. It's a side issue. The Gaivim and Chasim Shubadim. Reb Lozer says that even without Adam, the Shtar, let me explain. The halacha is, by a loan or by a ksuba, if the one who owes the money sold off properties after the contract was written, there's a lien on those properties. So if I borrow $1,000 from Dr. Harris, and I register, Dr. Harris comes to me and I shrug my shoulders and I say, I have nothing to pay you with. But I had sold the field. After the date of the shtar, I had sold the field to Rav Moshe, so he can go to Rav Moshe and take away the field. There's a lien on the field. What creates the lien is the fact that it's a valid shtar. There's a kail. Everybody talks about it. How about if you had no Adam to sign it? You had Adam to watch the transfer. Zuchter Blanz said, that's enough to create that buzz, because the people who watch it being transferred are going to spread the word, and therefore begleibim and chasim shabbatim. And it even works that this kind of star that has no signatures, but again, there are two witnesses here that say they watch the transfer, that is enough to create a lien. That's just an added halacha, not necessary for what we need. Fi, and the Blazer adds, the purpose of witnesses on a get or in any contract is that when you have to validate it, you'll have people to validate it. If there's no signatures, you have to look for the two to watch the transfer. That's going to be hard to get. But there's no need for them, not rabbinically. So why do we need Lishma?
They'll be hard to get because
they left town. They died.
As opposed to the Adim.
If you have written Adam, all you need is people to recognize their signature.
So
Rabbi Fishman, the Chayin of Ravacha, died a number of years ago. I recognize his signature.
So
He doesn't have to be here to recognize his own signature. I can recognize his signature.
Yeah, I'm asking the same question. Why don't we have the Adam who saw the Masirah? Why don't they sign it?
Yeah, Reb Lazar says it's not necessary.
But then you have you have a double.
That's why it's a nice thing to sign it. That's what he says. It's not necessary, but it helps the world.
This is for who? Who's the thing on for the Adam?
For the lady.
So Adam. Doing the
they could be the same ones as the Masirah. I don't care who they are.
But we'll never know who did the Masirah. Who watched the Masirah.
We'll never know. We don't have to know.
What's the coal and the lien?
A lien is created by the fact that people talk about it. Because we have to protect commerce. I'm selling Ramesha Field. How does he know I owe Dr. Harris money? He's never going to buy a field if Dr. Harris can come and take it away. So obviously, the fact that it was a shtar means he could have found out. And he didn't find out, it's his own fault.
So that...
Buzz.
So when I...
That water cooler talk. That water cooler talk.
I'll be careful when I buy a field for him that it might be taken away from me. So I'm not going to...
I won't buy a field that has a lien. And if I do, I'm taking a chance.
Or make an extra stipulation that in case it gets taken away.
But that means nothing. Nobody wants to be stuck having to collect their money back. If he gets the field taken away, now he has to argue with me to get his money back. I claim I have nothing. Okay. Because if I did, why are they going to him? It could have come to me. I would have paid. So trashy. The guy from the Chasim Shabbatim. Gaivik Subasa begets them in the Chasim Shabbat with Namik Subas. I see a get to any Maksuba, Gaivik Subasa. So Rashi, the first set says, this divorce is also used for collection. In a place where they don't write Subas, the way a woman proves divorce and wants her money, she gives the get. She pulls out her get, and then they say to him, listen, you divorced her. He says, I want the Ksubas. They don't write Ksubas in this city. That's a Sugi and Sechtis Ksubas. There are cities that they didn't write a Ksuba. But we see that this get, that has no signatures on it, but the fact that there are people that watch a transfer and we have them here, is enough to collect from a lien. Lishnachrina gaivim l'chazim shabadim shtar milvahov. This is a loan, gaivim l'chazim shabadim. Shtar chayiv nami kari get. Rashi says, any contract is called a get, because number ba'alma, the get chayiv, shayiv achrayiv. It's like the Gemara says, a loan that doesn't have guarantees. So we see that all we're trying to prove now is the word get can mean a monetary start also. Elam if they take an ilam. So trashy. Shemi Yemusu Eidah. Eidah might die. Shuvain le'edus. He doesn't have edus. Lefichach nogu lachtayim. They have a minik to sign. Nim Yemusu tirich ha-simasum le'edah macherim v'yakiru. If they die, you'll be able to validate the signatures. People can validate the signatures of people that died. Right, I know. I mentioned Rabbi Fishman. I know Rabbi Berkowitz's signature. There are people, you pick up their signatures. You do. You hang around them. You know how they sign. They're not around anymore, but their signatures are valid. Can be validated. So, same thing here. That's why we need Adam. You don't need Adam, so then we don't need Lishma. So, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir doesn't need writing Lishma. Rabbi Lazar doesn't need signing Lishma. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? That's our Gemara's question. And Rabbah learned our Mishnah because of Lishma. Who is that Tana? On that note, we'll leave it for tomorrow. We'd like to leave it in anger.